and welcome to episode 246 of Board Game Blitz, a podcast about all things board games that you can listen to in less time than it takes to recover from the jump scare you got from an actor named Robert at your local haunted house. That guy is good. Board Game Blitz is sponsored by Gray Fox Games. This week, we've got a couple of very special guests joining the show. First, we discuss a couple games we've played recently, Yogi, Mr. Postmouse's Picnic, and Twinkle Twinkle. Then, we chat with two experts about Halloween monsters, movies, and board games. And if you are listening to this on a podcast provider and not watching the video version on YouTube, may I please kindly suggest you go over to YouTube now, because this one's going to be a fun one to watch in video form. And now, here are your hosts,
Ambie
and Crystal, with our very special guests,
Kevin
and Roy.
Recently, I got a couple review copies from Hachette Board Games USA, Yogi, and Mr. Postmouse's Picnic. So first, I'm going to talk about Yogi. This is a party game designed by Bez Shahriari and published by... There's a lot of different publishers. It was in 2017, but this is Gigamic. So I'm specifically talking about the Gigamic version because that's what I got. I don't know the components of the other ones because the components are actually kind of important in this game. This is a party game for 3 to 12 players, and it's 15 to 20 minutes long. So it's a short party game. It consists of a lot of cards. In this one, why I said the components, like these cards are waterproof in this version. And they're very slippery. So when I opened it, they just all fell down because... I'm not used to slippery waterproof cards, but I got used to it. It also comes with a tray, two separate trays. So you can have two piles and you get to pick. So the way you play the game, you have two piles of cards, you pick one to draw from the top, and you basically do what the card says. The abilities stack. So like one of this one says, this card must be on the back of your hand. So you have that there, and it has to be there for the whole game. If you ever like don't follow what it says, then you're out. And the last one in wins. So it's like a quick, silly party game.
I now immediately recognize why the cards are built the way they are, because yeah. The oils from people's skin would very quickly degrade a normal playing card, I imagine. Like,
yeah. So like one of them is like your elbow has to be above your right elbow has to be above your left hand or something. And so it's like always. And then this one says before drawing a card, compliment someone. So you have to remember that. As you get more cards, this one says this card must be on your forearm. So yeah, as you get more cards and they keep piling on, it makes it so eventually you can't even like draw a card without dropping one or something. So then you have to get out. So yeah, it's like a silly party game. I usually don't really like silly party games that much where it makes you do silly things like this. But this one I thought was okay. It was short, so it did not overstay its welcome. So I like that it's short and then like it's very simple where you're just doing what the cards say and then you get out. And so even though... it's not my usual type of game. I thought it was good for what it is, definitely. But yeah, Yogi is a silly party game that's very quick. It's like a good with any number of players, and people can probably like join in partway through. I mean, not that it's that long, so like people can also just watch and wait for people to get out.
But, right.
But yeah, it's a quick like filler party game. Lots of silly things.
Yeah, honestly, it sounds like what I would prefer to play now instead of Happy Salmon. And that's not to say that I don't like Happy Salmon. I've talked about it before. I love Happy Salmon, but I'm getting older and running around a literal table in the middle of a game is more difficult every year because I know I'm going to slip in a game room and like break something.
Yeah, good point. Also, you need a small table for Happy Salmon.
Yes, that's true. So for this one, like I can do the funny, silly, dexterous things without worrying about injuring myself quite as much.
That's a good point, yeah. So yeah, that's Yogi. I also got Mr. Postmouse's Picnic, also by Gigamic.
Yeah.
This is a children's game that I played with my kids.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
In this game, you are Mr. Postmouse. Everybody's Mr. Postmouse. And you're picking friends on the way to go to the picnic before it rains and gets full night. And if you don't get a tent and it rains, Mr. Postman has to go all the way back to his house and start again.
Oh, wow.
Or back to his tent. There's also a dragon friend in this game that tries to run to you, but he has a terrible cold. And
oh my goodness, yeah, I see him.
And he can't go to the picnic, but he doesn't know that he can't. If he catches up to the picnic, he's going to burn everything up.
Oh my gosh, that would be, yeah, you don't want to burn up the picnic.
On our turn, we pick a card and there's these paths. This is one thing that we can do, these paths. This is the rain card, and another is walking two spaces or three spaces. This is a night card. If this gets filled up everywhere on the top, we will lose.
And this is a rain card, and this is a tent card.
Okay.
Isn't that cool? This is who we are playing as, and these are all of our friends. Our dragon friend is here.
It's That's always our nice to have friend. A dragon friend.
Yep, we actually dragon. Haven't played the variant with the dragon friend yet. We've only played the easy mode.
We never played that dragon friend.
The board is double-sided. Has an easy and a hard side. And you only play the easy side.
The game has these red spots, and the red spots mean you cannot go there.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a great game. I like the pictures. They're really beautiful, and I like how the game is.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a cooperative tile-laying game based on a book, I guess. There's a Mr. Postmouse children's book series, which we don't know, but I guess it has good drawings.
Beautiful so drawings,
maybe we should check out that book at some point. Yeah, so that was Mr. Postmouse's Picnic, which I will have an overview video of in the future as well.
So the game that I'm talking about today is another review copy I received from All Play, and lest you all think that this is an All Play podcast, it isn't. Although at times it feels like it should be, and I've said this for years before they even started sending us review copies, so now I'm just playing more of their games, which is delightful. So the game is Twinkle Twinkle, and in a really cool little feature, I'm actually getting to cover the base game, the How I Wonder expansion, and the Extraterrestrials mini expansion. I normally wouldn't cover a base game and its expansions all in the same review, but what's really neat is the expansion content for this game doesn't really add a whole lot of extra complexity. It just adds a lot of variability into how you set the game up, which is why I'm able to cover it all and why I can easily recommend that you pick up everything all at once if you decide to get this game. So, in Twinkle Twinkle, each player has a player board, and it looks like space. And what's going to happen throughout the course of the game is you're going to be drafting these clear plastic tiles to put onto your player board. And they have different things on them. Like that one has a couple of stars on it. These tiles have meteors on them. And there's some that have planets on them. And you can see through the tiles. So that both makes it look prettier when you put it on your little board because you can see space through the tiles still. And it means that when you're placing tiles on your board, you can flip and rotate them however you want. And the orientation of things will change as a result of that. So that's a really neat way to both improve the mechanisms while also making it more thematic. So throughout the course of the game, you're drafting tiles back and forth with the other players, adding them to your board one at a time. It is a very simple game mechanically in that way, and all of the different tiles will score in different ways. For instance, the comets that I grabbed just now, each comet will score 3 points per constellation that's beside it. And constellations are groupings of stars. So you have to line different star tiles up next to each other to form constellations. And then if the comets are next to a constellation, they will score points. Moons, which are these little pretty tiles right here, each planet will score extra points for the number of moons that are around it, but not any other planets. So the moons want to be around a singular planet to make that planet score more points. So the scoring, as you can probably note, is a little bit thematic. It makes sense based on what the type of thing is. Some of the things will just score you points outright for having them. Others score based on groupings. Others score based on proximity to other types of things. And there's different levels of difficulty, with the different types. You can flip them over for their blue or green side, and you can mix and match which types of things you want to put into each game. So every single time you play could be a little bit different, but there's no like heavy lifting as far as the rules are concerned, because you can literally just be like, oh, this is how that one scores, this is how that one scores. Makes it really simple. And then the How I Wonder expansion just adds more of that. They add some that have a little bit more difficult scoring stuff on them. Like, I believe these nebulas are from the expansion, and they score 6 points minus two per star that are around them. So nebulas do not want stars near them. And then there's also the Extraterrestrials mini expansion, which adds, oh my gosh, look at these little green alien ships that get added in.
Oh, so cute.
They're very cute. Do you see the little green alien ships?
But what are those? The transparent big aliens.
So the big transparent aliens, when they come out, when they get put out on the board to be drafted, they get the little wooden tokens next to them on the tiles that are adjacent to them. So the big alien tiles bring little aliens with them. And then you put those big alien tiles, the see-through ones, on your player board. And at the end of the game, you will score points based on how many of the big alien tiles you have and how many of the little alien tokens you have. And so, again, just more variety to add into the game. And everybody loves cute little alien tokens, right? So I like tile laying games. I like space themed games. I like games with variable setups. This one it's checking pretty much all of my boxes, and it's really super fast to play. It only takes once you get it set up, maybe like 20, 30 minutes to play. It's really quick because the drafting is fast, and I absolutely adore this one. It is going to be a staple in my collection going forward. So yeah, if you are a person who likes lightweight tile laying games with variable setup, then Twinkle Twinkle is great. Oh, and it comes, look at the draw bag for the tiles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really nice little draw bag. It's very well made, and it's thematic, and I love it. The only real downside to the game is now that I own the base game and both expansions, it does not fit in the base game box at all. I'm gonna try and do some work to reduce the number of baggies or things, but I love how much content there is, but it does not fit in the base game box. So if you're a person that is annoyed by that kind of thing, beware. But that's really the only downside. So I'd say that's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, I remember you had this on your most anticipated list or something.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this one for quite some time. So when Allplay offered us review copies, I was like, yes, please, yes, please, yes, please. I was really, really excited about this one. I wanted to ask you guys, can you tell me what you like to do for Halloween?
I like to trick or treat. What I'm going to dress up for Halloween is the wizard from Wicked. My brother's going to be Elphaba, and my mom's going to be Galinda.
That's awesome. I love Wicked. Those are going to be such cool costumes.
I also like the movie K-pop Demon Hunters.
That is also a very good movie.
I love the Soulja Boys.
Yeah, I do too. Sometimes the song Golden gets stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. It's a catchy song.
Golden Mine.
It is catchy.
Soda Pop and Your Idol.
Me too.
If you guys were going to make a board game about K-pop Demon Hunters, what would you put in it?
I would put in the Soulja Boys.
You'd put in the Soulja Boys. What would you have to do in the game?
Capture the demons.
That's a pretty good plan. Do you think you'll have to sing as part of the board game?
Sing?
Yeah, because they have to sing.
Yes, there will be music tokens.
Music tokens.
Every player will have 5 music tokens that they get to use.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
What other games are you talking about?
Well, I wanted to hear if you guys have any games that you like that have monsters or spooky things in them, since it's almost Halloween.
Yeah.
You do? What, like what?
Return of the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a Disney game, right?
I even drew Pennywise and Art That Clown.
Wow.
I drew Pennywise at school one day, and the teacher said, oh, can you please not draw that?
Yeah, your teacher probably just wants to make sure that none of the other kids get scared.
I know.
Yeah. If there is a board game about Pennywise and Art the Clown, that's probably not for kids, huh?
Probably not. So do you think clowns are funny or scary?
Funny clowns are different than scary clowns.
Oh, okay. So there's two different types of clowns?
Yeah.
So what type is Pennywise?
Pennywise is an evil clown. Do you know who Art the Clown is?
I don't know who Art the Clown is.
How about Pennywise?
I know who Pennywise is.
Good.
Do you want to hear something cool about Pennywise?
Yeah.
Ambi and I have a friend named Chris. And he used to make a podcast too, and he lives on the same street that has the street grate in it that the Pennywise clown comes out of.
What do you mean?
Oh, he doesn't know the story.
Yeah, he just his picture.
Just the clown.
He lives on the street where they had the movie.
Yeah, our friend lives where the movie was inspired.
That's so amazing. Did
you
see
Chris.
The movie making?
I think he has seen a lot of stuff because the person who made the movie is famous. And so they give people
did
tours
he see
around
the
town.
Making the movie.
He probably did.
Was he
Isn't
wondering
that cool?
what that movie was?
Maybe. It'd be weird if somebody was making a movie outside your house, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Yeah, if you looked out your window and there was a creepy clown just walking by.
Yeah. So what else should we talk about?
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Board games.
Okay, you talk about whatever you want for board games.
Do you know the game Candyland?
I do know the game Candyland.
Have you seen the movie The Nutcracker from me?
Oh, I don't know if I have. That sounds cool, though.
So, in the movie, I had Candyland. I used the game Candyland and used the board from the game. And we moved the phone around to make the Candyland.
That's really cool. So, you took a board game and you made a little movie with the board game in the movie.
Yeah. No. Just for one part.
Just for one part of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For one scene.
But that's pretty cool.
You know the other board game you were talking about, Return of the Headless Horseman? That's based off of a
movie.
Yeah. Part of a movie.
And did you know that the board game Clue has a movie based on it?
I do not know the board game Clue. What funny movie?
Yeah, it's a funny movie where they're trying to solve a mystery and everybody doesn't know what's going on the whole time, and it's very silly.
Does it have Halloween stuff?
It does. It's got a spooky house with secret passages, a creepy butler at the house.
What's a butler?
A butler is somebody who works at a very big house to help take care of the house.
Speaking of spooky houses, though, we've been to a spooky house with lots of doors and passages,
what
right?
Is it
you remember
called?
What that was?
Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah! You guys went there?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a
There's
board
actually,
game, like,
there is.
Floor plan or something that had a sequel?
Yes.
Based on that. Is that, like, Halloween-y, too?
I would say definitely. I've played it. I played an early version of it. I don't think I ever played the published version. But yeah, the Winchester Mystery House, it was very, very fun and enjoyable. And I thought it was really neat that the people who own the house, you know, worked with the board game publisher to create a game that both respected the history of the house and also spread awareness about it.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell me what your favorite Halloween monster is?
Yes, it is all the monsters.
All the monsters? You like them all? You don't have a favorite?
What is the scariest monster ever?
What's the scariest monster ever? You have to tell me. I don't know what the scariest one is.
Me either.
Okay, is Frankenstein scary?
He's not the scariest one. He's not so scary at all.
And to any literature nerds listening, I do know that it's Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein, but I'm speaking to children right now, so don't judge me. Okay, how about Dracula?
I was just thinking in my head that was not scary.
Not scary? Okay, what about a zombie?
Which zombie?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Zombies are more scary.
Okay, what about mummies?
Something even scarier.
What about spiders? Are spiders scary?
Yes. I have bat pets. Scary clown zombies.
Scary clown zombies. Yeah, those are probably the worst, right?
Yeah. They're like a zombie scary clown. Oh, speaking of scary stuff, I also like this guy, Jason.
Jason, yeah, he's a scary guy. I'm sure Mom loves all of the horror movie references all over the house.
Luckily, we haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, it's just references.
Do you think board games tend to be scarier or movies?
Movies. Maybe a board game.
Maybe a board game?
A board game movie. Oh. Man-eating board games.
Man-eating board games.
Oh, like a Jumanji type thing.
No, right. I absolutely want sentient boxes that eat people now. Like the terror at the board game cafe.
That would be kind of like a Jumanji type thing.
Kind of, but I'm like, I'm not even thinking alternate reality. Like I'm literally just thinking
like a board game box that eats people and then they turn into board game miniatures.
Oh my gosh, yes. Wait, that's actually, that's kind of interesting that like if you got turned into the components of a physical board game instead of going into an alternate reality, right? Like, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Isn't that kind of like in Jumanji, like he got sucked up into the board game at the beginning, right?
I don't know. But he's in a jungle. Like he's like, he's in a different world essentially. Yeah. And but like it's the world of the board game, but you're not like playing a board game. You're not on a board.
I've seen that movie too.
Somebody should absolutely do that though. A game box that eats people, turns them into miniatures. Oh wait, there was a horror movie that was based on, okay, so I know you've heard me talk about Nightmare or Atmosphere, the like VHS board game. There was a movie that's not about that game, but it's basically about a fictional version of that same game, like a VHS tape game. And there's a horror movie about that, and I watched it and I can't remember much of it, but I actually remember thinking it wasn't as bad as I expected it to be. Like it was kind of enjoyable for a bad movie.
Was it more centered around the VHS part or like the ring type thing?
No, like things from the game were coming into the real world kind of. Okay. Yeah, like it was, I'm gonna try and look up the name of it, but yeah. Ooh, I found it. It's called Beyond the Gates 2016. And it's rated 5.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
It's a great movie.
It's got an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. So other people like me must have been on Rotten Tomatoes. Because yeah. I was like, this is kind of good for being bad. Like I'm not saying it's a good movie, but I'm saying I didn't hate it. All right, guys. Well, is there anything else you want to say about board games or Halloween board games before we finish up?
A man-eating treasure chest. I seen it. I seen it with, like, dice in its mouth.
Whoa. That's
I think he's
cool.
Talking about a mimic.
Yeah. It's a monster. Yeah, it pretends to be other things, like a treasure chest.
I love mimics. That's my favorite type of monster, too.
That's a good type of monster to like.
I want to make a movie of me getting eaten by a man-eating board game.
Okay, I definitely want to see that movie.
I'm going to turn into a miniature. Maybe a man-eating plant with a man-eating board game. And it keeps nesting, and the man-eating board game has a man-eating plant, and that man-eating plant has a man-eating board game. Then man-eating plant, man-eating board game forever.
Forever.
And that's it for this week's Board Game Blitz. Visit our website, BoardGameBlitz.com, for more content and links. This episode was sponsored by Gray Fox Games. Coming soon to Kickstarter from renowned game designer Emerson Matsuuchi, an all-new board game based on the Vampire Survivors video game. Head to VampireSurvivorsTheBoardGame.com to sign up to get a free deck box with your pledge. And don't forget that when you shop at GrayFoxGames.com, you get 10% off all purchases, including exclusives, by using the code BLITZ10 at checkout. Join the Blitzketeer community on Discord for game nights, discussions, and more by following the link in the show notes. Support the show by leaving us a rating and review on your podcast provider.
And if you like us a lot and want to support us monetarily and get some cool perks, check out our Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/boardgameblitz today. Our theme song was composed by Andrew Morrow. Until next time.
We played the game.
They played the monster games.
The monster games.
We even play when it rains.
They play the games.
We used all of our brains.
They played the games.
They played the games.
We played some monster games.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
And don't forget that when you shop at grayfoxgames.com, you get 10% off all purchases.
Keep going. It's great.
Okay. Head to Vampire Survivors, theboardgame.com to sign up.
Vampires, they were drinking our blood.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Head to Vampire Survivors, theboardgame.com to sign up to get
Why are you talking about that?
Kevin, can you please stop? Because I'm talking about this in the outro. And if you like us a lot and want to support us monetarily and get some cool perks, check out our Ko-fi at ko-fi.
Coffee. Let's drink coffee.
No. it's not coffee. It's Ko-fi. It rhymes with no fee. Okay. And if you like us a lot and want to support us monetarily and get some cool perks.
I love you so much.
I love you too. But you're making...
Leave it in. Leave it in. You have to leave that one in.
Okay. What can I...
I believe in you.
All right. And if you like us a lot and want to support us monetarily and get some cool... Can you please stop? Wait, we need to be quiet for this, okay? And if you like us a lot and want to... Nope, that's not being quiet. I love you too, but you need to be quiet, okay? Mommy's getting tired of you too.
Right. Mommy's almost done.
And if you like us a lot and want to support us monetarily and get some cool perks, you'll support me. Thank you.
I hope you go to a really cool park.
A cool park?
You should get some
perk.
Cool park.
He thought the perk was a park.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
All right. And if you like us a lot and want to support us I can't say. All right.
Yay!
Yay!
Don't forget to subscribe. Okay. Thumbs up if you like it. Thumbs down if you don't.
Okay.
Yeah! Everybody subscribe. Thumbs up.